You are welcome to this overview of Reversing Hermon, Session 11, The Watcher's Sin and the Apocalypse. By the end of this session, we shall be able to explain how the Apocalypse reverses Hermon, the locusts from out of the pit, and the final defeat of Gog and Magog. This past week, following the collapse of the al-Assad regime in Syria, the IDF occupied the Syrian side of Mount Hermon, whither the Watchers descended some thousands of years ago. The new leader has adopted the pseudonym Abu Muhammad al-Julani. Julani in Arabic means from Golan, the Syrian name for the Bashan Range and Mount Hermon. So, has this jihadi aligned himself with the Watcher spirits? In this lesson, we shall read more scriptures than in earlier ones. We begin with Revelation chapter 9. A star fallen from heaven opened the shaft of the bottomless pit, and from the shaft rose smoke. Then from the smoke came locusts on the earth, and they were given power like the power of scorpions of the earth. Now, in the book of 1st Enoch, this pit is called Tartarus and Hell in 2 Peter 2:4, where the Watchers are being held. Their power to hurt people for 5 months is in their tails. They have as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek he is called Apollyon. The Bible corrects 1 Enoch 20 verse 2, where the angel is named Uriel, light of God. These fallen watchers will torture non-believing humans for 5 months, apparently in the final 6 months of Antichrist's 3.5-year reign of terror. In Revelation chapter 7 we read, "We have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. Bible readers have noted for centuries that the Israelite tribe of Dan is missing from the list of 12 tribes, replaced by Joseph's name. This has led some Jews and Christians to speculate that the end-time enemy of the Messiah will be an apostate Danite Jew. However, we read in Judges 18, 600 men of the Danites, armed with their weapons of war, took the carved image, the ephod, the household gods, and the metal image, and the priest, and the people of Dan set up the carved image for themselves. Gershom, son of Moses, and his sons were priests to the tribe of the Danites until the day of the captivity of the land. In the 6th century BCE, the Hebrew prophet Jeremiah foresaw the Babylonians invading through the territory of Dan in the north. "We have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came, for a time of healing, but behold, terror. The snorting of their horses is heard from Dan. The whole land quake. They come and devour the land and all that fills it, the city and those who dwell in it." In the New Testament, at Revelation chapter 14, John foresaw the Watchers' opposites. On Mount Zion stood the Lamb, and with him 144,000 singing a new song before the throne. "It is these who have not defiled themselves with women. These men have been redeemed from mankind, and in their mouth no lie was found, for they are blameless." Thus these 144,000 Christian Israelites are to replace the Watchers as God's ruling authority over the nations. Still some ask, will the Antichrist be a Jew or a Gentile? First, we note that only the Apostle John called him Antichrist. The prefix anti can mean either against, implying Christ's enemy, or instead of, implying a false Messiah. Jesus, however, warned his followers to beware of pseudo-Christs that is, fake messiahs. So some reply that Jews would only believe in a Jewish messiah, even a false Jewish messiah. Continuing with the question, arguing for a Gentile Antichrist, others note that in all Jewish literature, it is only Gentiles who attack Israel in their land. For examples, the Philistines and the Goliath giants, the Assyrians and the Babylonians, Seleucid King Antiochus Epiphanes IV and his Greek-speaking army, then Gog and Magog invading from the north, and the murderous king described in Daniel chapter 11. In the 5th century BCE, the prophet Ezekiel foresaw another invasion from the north. He wrote, "I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn you about and drive you forward and bring you up from the uttermost parts of the north and lead you against the mountains of Israel. I will send fire on Magog, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, the Lord." Now, according to the book of Revelation, Gog and his armies from Magog will invade Israel after 1,000 years of Messiah's reign as king. Now, there are several points to note about Gog. First, there is no direct evidence that Gog be the Antichrist, and he is called chief prince. The Hebrew word for chief is Ro'osh. Now, there was no ancient people called Ro'osh, so this does not mean Russia. Then, most invaders came into Israel from the north through the Fertile Crescent, that is, beginning in the east, moving northwards, then descending southwards into the land. In the Bible, invaders came from the north near the Bashan mountain range, including Mount Hermon. Bashan was Israel's northern border. These invaders included the Watchers from Hermon, the Assyrians from Nineveh, the Babylonians from Chaldea, the Greeks under Alexander, Antiochus IV, and the Seleucids, Gog and Magog in the end times, and possibly the end times Antichrist of Daniel 11, verse 36. This perspective helps to frame the Lord's taunt against the king of Babylon in Isaiah chapter 14. "You are fallen from heaven, O day star, cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven above the stars of God. I will set my throne on high. I will sit on the Mount of Assembly in the far reaches of the north. I will ascend above the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." About this day star, in Latin, Lucifer, this message was spoken to the king of Babylon, noted in verse 4. However, it is compared to Satan's pride. The terms star and stars of God refer to angels. The mount here is Jebel al-Akra, home of the god Baal, also Baal Zaphon, meaning Baal of the north, or for short, Baal Zebub. And assembly, Moed, is the root of the word Megiddo, as in Harmageddon. The far north, then, is Mount Zaphon, near the Syrian coast, which was important for navigation and in pagan worship. Now, returning to Daniel chapter 11, we read, "The king shall do as he wills. He shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak astonishing things against the God of gods. He shall pay no attention to the gods of his fathers." This king serves as a type of the man of lawlessness who, quote, "opposes and exalts himself against every so-called god," in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Furthermore, unlike 11:1 through 35, the details in Daniel 11:36 and following have not yet been fulfilled in history. And the phrase, "his father's gods," implies a pagan Gentile ancestry for this Antichrist king. The book of Enoch, chapter 10, describes the awaited end of the Watcher's leader. "Bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness. On the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire. Go bind Semjaza and his associates, who have united themselves with women, so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. Compare this with Matthew 25 and with Revelation 19. Jesus said, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." And then, "The beast was captured, and with it the false prophet. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur." And in Revelation 21, "An angel seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. When the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Now the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire." So, by way of summary, we conclude that the apocalypse describes the reversing of Hermon by several antitypes, including these: redeemed Israelite humans who never sinned in the way in which the watchers did, imprisoned watchers released for 5 months to torture the non-repentant, the devil, the watchers, the Antichrist, and a false prophet thrown into a lake of fire, and lastly, Satan released after 1,000 years to lead a final human revolt before all the wicked be cast into the lake of fire, which God has prepared for the devil and his angels, Satan and the watchers.